The carrier group is back on Kos-Vidarian, Berg continued. ETA is about 110 minutes. Comm traffic has been intense since the imbecile fled, but they're employing fifth-level encryption. We've sent you coiled archives. Ash nodded.
Silverlance AI, are you able to extract usable data?
Decryption translation module online. Archived object now processed. Summary follows. Main document details a list of ground targets in respect of planetary bombardment. Target plotted on hybrid locational physical map on main screen right. Greg stared up at the map in horror. Red triangles were littered all across the colony. Towns, villages, hamlets and cities, even sizable farm compounds had been marked for destruction. Even the buildings at Gangradur Falls and the small settlements scattered throughout the forest of Aron. Tusk Mountain was the focus of a conspicuous cluster of red triangles, although Giant's Shoulder was noticeably clear of them. Then there was the enclave of Brolturan troops to the north. Had the Hegemony commander contacted them? Perhaps even talked with Kuros? Then he realized that there was little point in speculation. There was only one thing that was about to happen to Darien, and one word to describe it. Genocide.
We have to stop them, Ash, he said. We can't sit back and let them do this.
The Tigran officer was glowering up at the map.
That carrier, he said, destroyed one of those imbecile ships and chased off the other, and either of them could take on this Heg ship and win.
He glanced at Greg.
So how, Mr. Cameron, can we go up against it and succeed?
Do what we did before. Throw a shuttle at it,
Ash shook his head.
That carrier masses something like 1.25 million tons fully manned and loaded. Ramming it with a shuttle would be like throwing a shoe at a charging behemoth. On the other hand, if we used a ship...
Greg made a rueful grimace.
The Starfire.
Ash got down from the big seat, stretched his back, and studied the screen displays.
Silverlance AI, with the Starfire in tow, would we be able to intercept the carrier group before it came within weapons range of Darien?
Assuming maximum velocity within tolerances and a flight time of 42 minutes, this vessel could achieve intercept with 8.3 minutes to spare. Communication has been received from the Hegemony Commander. Contains updated version of target list and personal orders.
Read me the orders, Ash said grimly.
Translated, it begins. From Phalanx Supreme Ordainer Jothal aboard the great carrier Bakrith Zo to Effector Captain Vadenyi of the Implementer Ivoire Kagoy. The imbecile raiders have been defeated, though not without cost. You are to break off current action and rejoin Phalanx at coordinates Alpha. Equally, you are to examine the attached list of unassigned targets and respond with prioritized selection matching your vessel's capabilities. Ends. This message also came as an audio message, all encrypted to level 5. What reply should be made?
Send an acknowledged please stand by type response, said Ash. Buy us some time.
This has already been done.